Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
Which is, when you walk by faith, you impact lives. Let me say that again. When you walk by faith, you impact lives. Because see, everything is so uniform. It's cut and dry in our society. Hello? Everything is uniformed and everything is cut and dry in our society. But when you really walk by faith, you begin to impact people because people go, wow, I've never seen that before. Well, that's what happened when Jesus was here. He was doing things that just blew people's minds, like, what in the world? What's he doing? What did he just say? How'd that happen? Wow, he takes 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he feeds over 5,000 people. And then when they're done, there's 12 baskets. That's huge. That's just one example. Here's another one. He sees this real short guy hanging up in a tree. I don't mean he was hanging himself. He was hanging out in a tree trying to be above the crowd. And he calls him down and says, yo, Zacchaeus, come here. Come on down. I'm coming to your house today. Everybody ready for Christ to come to your house today? Just show up, Jesus. And he shows up, and man, the old tax collector not only comes to Christ, he ends up going, you know what? You have so impacted me. Everything that I've stolen from people in taxes, not that everyone does that in that particular venue, I'm going to return it more than I took. That's how Jesus impacted. So this morning, for just a few moments, and I got to give a shout out to Brian's mother for just a moment. She had no clue that was going to happen, and neither did I. So you're in the same boat. All right, take it up with Jesus. But the closeout story, this person already knows, and they're sweating while they're here, okay? And they've probably had all kind of paper towels wiping off the sweat, okay? And probably taking her husband's hand and go, please pray. He has gone crazy. I don't know what's the matter with Pastor, but he, what in the world? But wait till you hear the closeout story about impact. How many want to impact at least one person this week? Yes, that's what we're called to do, impact lives. And that's what I want you to be able to see as we continue looking at leadership. A turnaround moment, because I was on the other side of this when I heard about the report in Atlanta when this particular linebacker may have been involved, but we found out later that wasn't the case. And whatever you're thinking, I hope it's not contradictory to the quote that Ray Lewis, who is now a dynamic leader making an impact in the lives of student athletes and who also is in the Hall of Fame. Ray Lewis said this, listen closely, please. Character and integrity and really making an impact on someone's life, that's the ultimate vision, that's the ultimate goal, that's the bottom line. It's not how much you leave behind, it's how many people you've impacted for the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, by the way, I shared this with one of the colleagues in the district office, and I don't remember how I actually said it, and I didn't get a chance to write it down, but I do want to give this to you real quick, see if the Holy Spirit will help me to remember this. A lot of times we as God's people come in under the sound of the gospel and we have contradictions all lined up. Contradictions in your head is a reflection of unbelief. Jesus dealt with contradictions even when they saw healing and they saw miracles and they saw all kinds of things and they watched Jesus. They still walked in contradiction because that's what was going on in their heads. Okay, let me break that down. If my wife says to me, I love you, I don't need to come back with, well, I don't seem like it. Well, I don't feel anything. A covenant is not based upon how you feel. You don't believe that? Let's go to the cross. There he is. Covenant in blood. Wonder how he was feeling. Let's go to the word for a couple verses, and then we're going to kind of wrap up this morning. We're talking about impacting. We're talking about impact. Matthew 27, verse 54. Listen closely. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, we are at the cross, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, this is the centurion now. Remember the mob, the crowd, all the mockers, all the religious people that were there, the elders, the priests, they were all just jabbing verbally at Jesus. They feared greatly, listen to what he said, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Let me encourage someone in the house. Settle who you know Jesus Christ to be. Not based upon your concepts, but based upon the Word of God. Settle that. It'll be amazing how that will impact your life. One other verse this morning. I'm hoping that someone is deep in the bullpen right now. This is an analogy, ladies and gentlemen. And that in the bullpen, they're getting ready because they heard the call and they're getting their stuff together and they're getting warmed up. I got to do it this way because it's for this particular person, it'll be softball because girls play baseball when they're little, but then they switch over and play like your daughter did. They play softball. So I'm hoping that right now that the person with the closing story is winding up and getting ready. Come on, church. I'll save that thought. But it's a powerful thought. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, and at least verse 14. This is Jesus speaking. Wow. Now remember, he always modeled. So let's go back to the cross for a second. Behold the Lamb of God. John said that prior to that experience. But I want you to know that when he was on the cross and everything began to shudder and shake and the earth began to collapse and darkness was all around, there hung the salt of life. But listen to what he says here. You are the salt of the earth. Oh my. Oh. You are the salt of the earth at Chiefland Elementary, at Chiefland Middle School, at Yankee Town, at Whispering Winds, at Walmart, at wherever you are, Gainesville, wherever you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Not your pastor, not somebody else on staff. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? Boy, Jesus was a deep thinker. And oh, was he inquisitive. Let me put it this way. How many have ever been in school? I hope everybody kind of raises their hand. Okay. How many of you did not, I'm going to join you, did not appreciate being called out in class? Because either A, you weren't ready, or B, you didn't care about that course, or you didn't care for the teacher. Whatever, there was a host of reasons. Jesus was great at calling people out. There's no names here, but he's in a crowd, and so he calls them out, and he has a question for them. If you've lost your salt, as in your taste for the... Hold on, I'm not talking about a meal. You no longer have a taste for the things of the kingdom. You don't even care about the core values of his kingdom. You're not a very good model. Your impact level just went down. And so then, as the NFL does so often, they will put you on the block. Maybe somebody else would like to have your services. Hello? And then he goes on to say, before they could even answer the question, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Oh my goodness. Don't let somebody devalue, okay, I see you, Almond. Don't let somebody else devalue your value and your voice. Listen closely, please. Hope you're listening. After we left last Sunday, we always have reflection, Robin and I, and she always chooses to start it. That would not be true. I do. I am amazed at how many people, once they walk outdoors of ministries, it's like it's over. They don't even ponder. They don't even dwell upon. They don't even think about anything that's been given. That's amazing to me. And so I was talking about last Sunday about, I hope the young people were listening, about influence and inspiration. Let me tell you how the devil plays. And he has no new methods, by the way. He's not the creator. He's the imitator. He does not create anything. He imitates everything. That's what he does. So this is how he hooked me when I was one of them. And it's still not their fault. It was my fault. Hello? Because I own it. Hello? Getting a lot of pitches in the bullpen, getting ready, just waiting for the call. What's your telephone number, by the way? I'll make the call down to the bullpen. Isn't that what they do in baseball? Come on, y'all. You'll see a manager go in the dugout. He'll go over and they pick up a phone, right? And they call down to the bullpen, ready for that ace to come in. We have an ace in the house this morning. And okay. Oh, I got to finish the hook. But it was my fault. Man, Kelly will be ticked off if you mess with him. I'm just telling you. Kelly will be all over you. He is fine. Suffer, okay. It's a Jesus moment. Y'all ready? Mama, suffer the children to come unto me. He's fine. It's important that children and young people feel wanted, loved, not a distraction, because if they feel that way in here, it won't be long until they're out there. Back to the story. So in the body of Christ, where my dad was a pastor, there was a teenager that hooked me on the enticements of the world. But one hook will never get you. There's got to be another hook. And the other hook was a real good friend of mine who was on the campus of our high school. And I got double hooked. I permitted it to happen. Own it. Own that. And together, those two teenagers joined together, and I walked away from the salt, and there was no taste in my life. So I hope I just gave somebody some information. Not everybody that comes into the church has good intentions. Ooh, it's lonely up here. I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you because we're almost done. Oh, that's my Bible. Call's coming. Listen to the closing part of that verse. You are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket. That's what happened to me as a teenager. I knew what I was hearing in the church and the youth group and all of that stuff. I knew it was true and it was accurate, but I didn't want to be known as a PK, a preacher's kid. So was there a way that I could be on the teeter-totter and have both? Come on, young people. Let me go ahead and break this down because I love it so bad. It is easier for me to be in an assembly with kids than it is to be in the church, because people are like, that's freaking me out after 40 years of ministry. Children are more receptive. Teenagers are more receptive when I'm dealing with bullying and sexual assault and all the stuff that's going on. And God's people are sitting here, like, you guys should be jacked up right now going, you know what? This is really right to home. This is right where it needs to be. We as parents must be impacting our children. We as grandparents must leave a legacy behind so that our children will always recognize salt and light. That's what they got to do. And so here's the closeout. I got to make my call. Hello? Yes, we need number 21, please. If you'll have her get ready to come on out. Yes, and we're going to also play Wild Thing as she makes her way. Did anybody see Wild Thing? The movie, Major League 2? Yeah. Okay, and they played Wild Thing. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, my God. I'm saying to you this morning, Jesus Christ is in the house by the person of the Holy Spirit, and he's saying, you are salt. Make sure you keep your taste. You are light. Stay away from darkness. And Dr. Martin Luther King put it this way. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't run the walk, then walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But whatever you do, listen, whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. You have to keep moving forward. So I want to just touch this one more time, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to come down to where you are, and so that our ace from the bullpen feels very comfortable in the family as she shares an impact story. But what I want you to see this morning is this. When you walk by faith, listen, you are going to impact lives. Okay, as we get ready for this incredible moment, I mentioned his name a couple of times, and that would be Kelly. Kelly's fingerprints are all over this little boy's life. Kelly's home with the Lord, but his imprints are all over this little boy's life. You'd almost think we planned this out, but we haven't. But Kelly has his hands, cool dude, has his hands all over this little boy's life. Prophetically, you may not have caught what I just did. I just declared there will always be salt and light in his life. Long after I'm gone, home with the Lord, he will be a salt carrier and he will be a light producer. Look, there he is. Isn't that, it's awesome. And you know what? This is the first time he's ever come around me. Ever. He's never come around me. In fact, a couple of times, Sundays ago, I think he had a number 15 on of the Gators, and I tried to make something about that. He looked at me like, are you stupid? Why are you talking to me? And I quietly just said, excuse me, and got out of his way. But that was a God moment right there. That was a God moment. Would you? Boy, I wish I had Wild Thing, because I would play that right now. Because the church is so stuffy and starchy. And there would be people in those big organizations that I used to be a part of that would have me fired because I would do something like that. But I'm trying to get your attention that this story you're about to hear is going to so energize you and help you to give impact to people who are in need. Would you give a big round of applause to our closer this morning? Oh, come on, turn it up a little bit, Wild Thing. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Make sure this is up, okay? She has, listen, she's got... It's happening. Wild Thing. Yeah. She's going to share a story that she shared in our prayer time this morning. But something else, and she may touch this. You know, we got to have a little bit of music in the back. You could play Hang On, Sloopy. No. Some good music. Okay, Josh, somebody there. Tuesday is a very special day in the Slaughter family. You are making, and so is your husband, who said something so cool to me today. I'll never forget it, Jimmy. You're making an impact. This is family, and I want you to share the impact of that loved one you gave to us this morning. And then also, you have one more prayer left. You don't have to pray the rest of the day, not even tonight in devotions. I'm going to have you pray over Jimmy, okay, and Susie, as Tuesday is a very important day of honor. Share with us, will you please?
Okay. Tuesday is the anniversary when our daughter was killed. And the impact that I have is from Jimmy's grandfather. And he came to live with us when he at the age of 90. And at that time, he had lost all of his children and all of his brothers and sisters. He was the only one left. Of course, his mother and father were gone too. And I was thinking about this week, you know, it's hard for me, but how hard was it for him? How hard for it was he go through it? I think it was seven brothers and sisters and five children. And he went through all of that. And the reason he made it was because of his faith. He had a strong foundation. And when he left his home that he'd grown up in, or he'd lived with his children, he moved in with us. And the thing that he wanted to take was his cross on the wall. That's what he wanted. He could have taken anything. He could have taken a lot of things. But he wanted this wooden cross. Wasn't anything special to anybody but him, and he wanted that. And so he came over, and he lived with us, and he died at 100 years and 8 months. And he died a month after we brought our son home. From when he was born, he brought our son home, he died. And the cross... cross that he had, my daughter that got killed wanted it in his room, in her room, and that's where it still is right now. So the impact that he made on my life was major. And Jimmy is a splitting image of his grandfather. So that's it.
I need the elders to come, please. Take the microphone, please. Like you were before, same on same sides. Jimmy, would you be willing to just come stand by your beautiful lady? Would that be okay? You're going to pray. And once again, church, listen. I didn't know the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher of my life. I didn't know he wanted this to happen. But she said in prayer this morning 3 times, impact. She hadn't seen my notes. That was the theme today, impact. This couple have impacted so many people through the years in a lot of professional ways, in personal ways. Wow, power of the cross. I'm going to ask if you'd be willing, because this is how we're going to end our service. Robin, make sure, because they want to listen now, okay? We want to make sure you get your prayer right. I'm playing, good gracious. We're going to all stand. Yes? Now watch this. Just stand where you are. And on Tuesday, guess what we're going to do? We're going to pray. We're going to pray for an awesome couple. My mother used to say, undergird, undergird. We're going to undergird them on Tuesday. At different hours of the day, we're going to be praying for them and their family. Okay, Robin, you're going to send up an awesome prayer. And today, how many want to go out and impact somebody? That's all we want to do. Just make tomorrow better for somebody in a lot of different ways.
First off, I'd just like to tell y'all that I have made an impact on Jimmy because he's known baseball for a long time. But until he met me, he did not know what that first guy on the batting team was. It's the startup hitter. So I've made an impact on his life.
Yes, you did.
That's the fun. That's the fun you can have. That's the fun they had all last spring. And I tell you what, Jimmy will cut it up. And Robin, it was back and forth. It was just so wonderful. And let me just say this to you, family. And boy, you are so right, Dr. John Maxwell and Kurt Erickson, about stories. Robin's grandfather, Louis Cochran, is the same kind of just fun, cutting up, just letting it fly, just great, and it's been a blessing in Robin's life to have Jimmy because it reminds her. of her grandfather. This is what the body of Christ is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And it's awesome. All right, you pray.
Father God, I lift up Susie and Jimmy.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.